Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. This episode is all about home. We've got four beautiful pieces, each of which involves an absence, a searching, or a yearning for a place to call home or find comfort. This first piece really hits the nail on the head. It's called Watching the Homed. It was written by Dave O'Leary and published by Reflex Fiction on November 24th, 2019. Enjoy.
Watching the Homed. I had a rusting pickup truck with a camper in the bed, and that was about it. And I parked in a quiet and clean neighborhood away from the others like me, the others without homes. And I would sit there in the camper and watch the couple in the apartment across the street because I had no TV and they left their blinds open while they watched theirs. And while staring at the corner where the TV was, they also looked at their phones and occasionally at each other. And they probably thought they knew things about life. But I doubted they ever wanted for much. Or not much that mattered anyway. It wasn't like they hadn't eaten for 2 days. Or was it three? And when it snowed on a Saturday, I saw them carefully walk down the street, and then carefully back not long after, carrying a 12-pack and a couple bottles of wine. And they paused for a moment, looked in my direction with arms full of booze, and perhaps wondered briefly what to do about the man and the camper parked on their street. But I knew they could not see me in there, and maybe they wanted it that way. And that was fine, so I toasted to them with a shot of old granddad which I had nicked from the store down the street where they probably bought their own beverages. And later I saw them in their apartment drinking and watching TV and staying warm as the warmth of their shot slowly and then quickly left me and my camper and then became something I no longer had. I considered then the impossible act of knocking on their door and asking for a drink or even just the slightest bit of warmth. But then for the first time they closed their blinds and I could no longer see them, nor they my camper, and I sat in the cold waiting for the only thing yet to come.
Dave O'Leary is a writer and musician living in Seattle. He's had two novels published and has prose and poetry featured in places such as Slate, Versification, Cajun Mutt Press, and Reflex Fiction. You can find him on Twitter at @DOLearyAuthor or on Instagram at @DOLeary. You can also find him at DaveO'Leary.net. This next one is a moving little piece titled, I Tow Our House. It was written by Sada Siddiqui Chansekar and published by Moon Park Review in their Summer 2020, Issue 12. Please enjoy.
I Tow Our House. I tow our house behind my truck, with her in the passenger seat beside me, across state and interstate highways, to the shoreline, because she loves long drives with country music blaring from the stereo, because a beach house is something she'd always wanted, because I can't imagine buying another property and living in rooms without her smell, without her bronze hair on the floor. Because I know when I sprinkle her on the ocean, she will ride the waves gleefully and blow kisses at me. Because from the deck that I plan to build, I can play her my flute every night and watch her glint in the sun every day until my skin turns leathery and my eyes rheumy.
Thank you.
Sada Siddiqui Chansarkar is an Indian-American writer, a Pushcart and Best of the Net nominee. With work published in digital and print journals and anthologies, you can find her on Twitter at PunyFingers or on her website at sadaspunyfingers.com. Up next, we've got a small piece that manages to fit human and animal homes together, figuratively, literally, and tragically. It's called A Nesting, and it was written by Dustin M. Hoffman and published by Wigleaf on January 29th, 2018. Enjoy.
A Nesting. A nest of birds squawked behind the sheetrock. We could hear their beaks clacking studs, their baby wings fluttering in tangles of pink fiberglass insulation. As we worked on installing cabinets and tacking carpet and touching up paint, they shrieked. This new home would be forever haunted by hollow bones and black feathers. We blame the drywallers, and they blame the framers, and they blame the landscapers. But we all had hammers. They hung at our hips, nestled in our truck beds, rested like the dead in toolbox caskets. Nobody grabbed one, punched a hole, and turned the walls to fluttering.
Dustin M. Hoffman is the author of the story collections 100 Knuckle Fist and No Good for Digging, and his stories have recently appeared in Alaska Quarterly Review, Diagram, OK Donkey, and Redivider. You can find him on Twitter at Dustin M. Hoffman and on Instagram at Dustin M. Hoffman, or on his website at dustinmhoffman.com. Last but not least is a short poem about the end of the world. It's appropriately titled, The World Will End Tonight. It was written by Austin Davis and published by OK Donkey on December 28th, 2020. Enjoy.
The world will end tonight, the weatherman says, when the flower heads twist down at 6:15. Remember that summer of hot breath, open windows, and making love to the sound of bicycles passing by. Kiss me soft as the clouds peel away from the sun like dark yellow apple skins. Let me hold you, run my hands through your hair these last few minutes.
Austin Davis is the author of The World Isn't the Size of Our Neighborhood Anymore, published by Weasley Press in 2020, and Celestial Nightlight, published by Ghost City Press, also in 2020. You can find him on Twitter at AustinDavis17 or on Instagram at AustinWDavis1. Micro is produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Original music is by Matt Ordez. You can find all of the information about this episode's writers, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. Check out more of our shows on Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. Beneath the player on our website are links you can use to subscribe and follow us so you'll automatically receive new episodes when we release them. It also makes it easier for people to find us, so please do subscribe. We really appreciate it. As always, you can find all of our shows at micropodcast.org. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.